Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
You are.
This week we are talking about loving God above all else.
Something you desire to do, but to continually do, we fall short.
Mm. And isn't that the goal of life, really?
Yes.
And it's ongoing.
To keep refocusing, re-go back to what you want, what you desire, what you dream about, what's in your heart, what's the right thing to do.
So the scripture really that we focused on, it's Mark 12, verse 30. It says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength." And so when I think of all those elements, I think, well, that's all of me.
Mm.
That's every part of me. And it's not easy to do because so much of me at times, if I'm really honest, is about me. The things that I desire and I put before God.
Yeah, but I was just made me think then, when I'm passionate about something, it's easier to do.
Yes.
Well, if I was passionate about being a marathon runner, I'd go training, I'd make sure I eat correctly, have enough sleep, hydrate, do all the things that you're supposed to be doing, you know, have the vitamins in your body and everything. Yep. And I'd be passionate in working out how to be the best marathon run, the best runner I can be. I might be the best in the world. So if I'm passionate about God, wouldn't it make it easier to then put my heart into my whole heart, strength, body, focus on him? So the key is being passionate about God, which you ask God to grace me with that passion, that love, but you also put into place certain things that help you. So, because when you have more knowledge and understanding of the love of God, who God is, what he's done, what he's continually doing, not just for you but for the world and people, you fall in love with him more.
And it builds that passion. And then I agree, once you get to know him more, then the desires of your heart are to love him more. And then it's funny how the desires of your heart become the desires that he has for you.
Yes.
How he can change what you maybe wanted for your life or certain aspects to align with what he actually wants for you. Even though at one point you may not have expected that, or you may have been quite stubborn to be like, no, I want to go this
way. Because his love draws love out of you, but also his perfection, his purity draws you to himself. It just does. It's the way God's created us. Remember that hole in the heart that we have that only God fits.
Yes.
It's, you know, we're not content or happy till he is in that hole. That he makes us complete, makes us who we are meant to be.
So one of the examples that I used in loving God above everything else was St. Francis of Assisi. And I've learnt a bit more about him recently. And I was reading some of his writings and it was just amazing to see his heart and that passion that you were talking about, that passion he has for God, and the way that he lived that out was choosing to live in poverty so that nothing could come before God. So there was nothing that would tempt him in his heart. Now, maybe that came from the fact that he was born to a rich man, so he knew and he had seen what money
riches can do.
Could do to you. There was also the element of the vow of poverty because he was serving the poor and he wanted to serve them in that way by also living in poverty. But it just amazed me that the heart, that he would have such that desire and heart for God that, well, I'm going to give up everything, all my possessions.
Well, many orders of nuns, priests, brothers, they take that vow of poverty. Yeah.
The difference with him, though, that I read was that a lot of those orders still own property in common.
Yes.
So even though each individual has nothing,
yes,
in common they may be wealthy because they own the property, the or big different land things.
Or the big cathedral.
The Franciscan order, certainly when St. Francis began, was different. They literally owned nothing. They didn't even have common property. He wouldn't even have food for the next day. It was every day.
He'd go out.
You'd work for your labour and then you would
go and beg basically for it.
Beg for food. And you were not even allowed to be part of the order. You weren't even allowed to ask for money as payment. Again, just to protect yourself from even being tempted
to have a
possession before God.
Yes.
Yeah. One of the Franciscan friars, his name is Thomas Celano from many years ago in the 13th century, he said this about St. Francis. He wanted to own nothing so that he could possess everything more fully in the Lord. I just love that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, owning nothing but therefore to possess everything. Very inspiring. Yeah.
Could you live like that?
No. Like, I don't even have to think about it.
we're so wrapped up in struggle. Yeah,
we're so
wrapped up in things.
Mm.
Like, we like to have a nice home, a nice car. Mm. Even if we're not wanting the best or the most lavish, nice clothes, look nice. You know, even if, again, the clothes aren't worth a lot of money, you still want to look nice.
Yes. Yeah.
You know.
To me, it seems inconceivable because I look at all the things that I own, my home and just the stuff in it. Okay, there's certain aspects of stuff I could go without, but there's so much that I'm like, really?
Could you go without food and then you'd have to go and beg or work for food somehow every day?
Like I could not see that. But that's where I think the grace of God comes in.
Yeah.
Because if you were called to that life,
yes,
that doesn't mean it would be easy.
No.
It's still hard. But if you're called to that life, I think God gives you the grace. And I think that's what it comes back to as well, is what has God asked of you in your life? You know, if you are a parent, then God wants you to be a good parent. And so when I was giving those examples in the heartbeat about what do you put before God, and I said friends or family, I'm not saying that you don't put them, you know, high priority in your life, but God calls you to them to serve them in that way as a parent. But the first is that God who gives you that love, and then from there you show the love to others. So it's more about, is God first? Not that you shouldn't have anything else being priorities in your life.
And if God is first, then you are often willing to sacrifice certain ways of life or things or behaviours or thoughts or attitudes to live the way God wants us to.
Yeah, and that's what I mean in terms of loving God with everything. Like following, like wanting to improve in your career and, you know, let's say go up the corporate ladder and choose get different positions because God calls you to be a great businesswoman or to care for people in your workplace. There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
But is it because God has put that on your heart to do?
Or do you want
it? Or are you just chasing it for the accolades and the achievements? There's a difference there.
Yes.
And only each of us can answer that. You know, just because I'm the director of a company doesn't mean that I shouldn't be because I'm putting God first. Actually, if I'm putting God first, maybe I should be that director of that company.
Yes, because that's what God
knows the influence you're about to have there.
Yes.
You know, so it's a whole different perspective. And again, almost that's an opposing thing to St. Francis being in poverty, being a director potentially, you know, you are earning a certain amount of money.
Well, that's why we can't. No, that's why we can't judge people on what they're doing in their life and what they've chosen to be or where they are, because God's in many ways given each of us different tasks. And some of the tasks can be from someone being so rich and the other being so poor. But their heart attitude.
Yeah. It's all about that and about, are we loving God above everything else?
Yes.
That's what it comes down to.
Yes.
And so those examples I was giving of, like, you know, what do you put before God? Is it possessions? Is it your attitude to your work and climbing the corporate ladder? Do you want to be in control? You know, we can so much keep that grip on things in our life. You're laughing.
I think that just comes naturally.
I know. So that's kind of just learning to give it away.
Yeah, definitely.
Is there sin in your life? Things that you're doing that you're like, you know God wouldn't want you to do, but you love that and the feeling it gives you more than God. And again, we can do these things at different times in our life, can't we? We can love God, we feel with all our heart for a certain period of time, and then all of a sudden, slack. So this heartbeat was really just, I suppose, about this encouragement and reawakening of, so where is your heart devotion? Is it with Him? So the weekly challenge this week is to ask yourself the question, what do you put before God? Are there areas of your life? Are there actual material possessions? And what does that look like in your life? And then just to pray about it. And God can change your heart.
Yeah.
So that's the weekly challenge. We hope that you've enjoyed our chat this week. Maybe it's been challenging for you. We would love to hear from you. We'd love to hear how what you're doing in your life is how you are loving God with all your heart. We'd love to hear that.
Yeah, share your stories. Mm.
So we hope that you have a great week, and we look forward to chatting with you again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.